Incredible. Thank you so much, Brett, for the introduction. And thank you, everybody, for choosing to leverage your personal power into the space of higher education. It's just so exciting to see so many new faces here today. So as Brett mentioned, we're going to be talking about how to start and manage your CCL campus group. So my name is Stephanie Mungia, and I am CCL's new student engagement manager. And when I say new, I mean quite new. I started a little bit over a month ago, and it has been a great time to get started. And I have to be honest and say that our CCL regional fellows are the reason that I'm as caught up as I am today, because they are absolutely outstanding. And Daphne and Luke are definitely a big part of that. So it is such a privilege to be able to share this space today with them and get to learn from them and with you about the great work that they've been doing. So first, I want to give you just a brief history on what CCL has been doing on student engagement. So our Higher Ed Action Team actually launched in 2016. So we've got a little bit over 5 years under our belt now of experience in doing this work on college campuses. And over the years, as you can see, this has started to grow more and more. We started to roll out very intentional programming like our Regional Fellows programs that brought Daphne and Luke to us, like our internship program that pairs up students with CCL staff to learn more about what goes on behind the scenes at this incredible organization. And we even have a certificate program for students at all stages of their advocacy career to get the trainings and tools that they need to be the most effective climate advocates possible. And so, of course, as I mentioned earlier this year, I joined CCL as a student engagement manager and also just joined CCL completely. And what an exciting time to be a new member here. So I hope that you can use that excitement and that momentum as you go out and engage other students in this work, because I think there's no moment like right now to get people very excited about the solutions that CCL advocates for. So if you want to get involved, you could consider applying for the Fellows program. We have regional fellows and state fellows all across the country who are helping to amplify our work and support college students across the country in leading campaigns on their campuses and starting campus chapters. Pretty much anything higher ed outreach, you name it, our higher ed fellows are incredibly adept at addressing those issues and talking you through any of those challenges. And as I mentioned, we're accepting applications right now. I think Brett might have, yep, perfect, dropped links in the chat about that. So those applications are due November 30th. So you've got a couple of weeks to get those in or encourage your friends to apply to this program. We also have our Campus Leaders program, where we have two different tracks. You can really focus on getting your trainings and tools that you need, or you can take those trainings and tools, get them, and simultaneously start spearheading a campaign or a chapter at your university campus. Both excellent options. I've had lots of success in either one of these. And I do have to say, as someone who's been going through these training programs to get caught up to speed on everything that CCL does, it is 100% worth your time to go through these. And as I mentioned, some of these campus leaders will actually focus on creating campus chapters. And we have 26 of these chapters across the US currently. And as you can see, it's a great way to convene people who are all interested in advocating for climate solutions. And when we are able to get together in person, which thankfully is starting to happen more on college campuses than it is on a larger scale at the moment, lots of smiley faces, lots of very happy people, and lots of great energy behind these lobby meetings and any number of different campaigns these students are engaging in. So with that, I'm going to stop taking up space and turn it over to our incredible panelists to just briefly introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about themselves and how they came to CCL and what they've learned in their time with us. Great, so Daphne, you can kick us off.
Awesome, thank you so much, Stephanie. And I'm so excited to be here with you and Brett and Luke today. So I wanna introduce myself. So I am originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I currently study environmental science at Purdue University, which is in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Thank you, Daphne. And Luke, you wanna tell us a little bit about where you're from, and then we'll come back to both of you to share your CCL story with us.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm originally from Manchester, Maine, sort of in the middle of the state up on the East Coast. And I'm now going to college down in Brunswick, Maine, right on the ocean at Bowdoin College.
Yeah, so my CCL story, I became a member of CCL about 2 summers ago, thanks to my mom who introduced me to the organization. She's also a volunteer. So CCL has a student advocacy training program, as Stephanie spoke about, which I participated in during that summer. And so when I went back to university in the fall, I decided to start my school's first campus chapter. And since then, I have been running it up until about this summer and fall when I transitioned into being a regional fellow with CCL. So I think my biggest takeaway from campus organizing is that it's very crucial to have patience and perseverance and gentleness for yourself and for your group. It's taken our chapter over a year to really see growth and a presence on our campus. So certainly it wasn't an overnight thing. And even while we have seen amazing growth and engagement with our roster, we still face, you know, a lot of challenges in the day-to-day. And one of those is improving on consistent engagement. And when we think about the root cause of why we maybe lack engagement, there's a lot, but we think the primary one is that advocacy work is very fatiguing, especially with a politically charged and psychologically challenging topic like climate change. It can be very scary at first to put yourself out there when you're calling and writing your senators and representatives in Congress. And burnout is very real, especially for students who have to balance schoolwork and life and extracurriculars. None of us have our degrees yet, and we're trying to figure out where our place is in the world and in climate change. So it can be paralyzing sometimes. So it's very important to acknowledge that everyone is always contributing to the best of their ability at the time. And chapter growth and development is a long-term pursuit. Every time I'm presented with a challenge or an obstacle with a chapter, I try to recognize it as an opportunity to gain experience and insight on what's effective and what's not. So this is something I'm still working on, of course. I'm trying to reframe the negative connotations of having a challenge or an obstacle into something that's really exciting and an opportunity for self-growth.
Thank you, Daphne. Great reminders to be gentle with ourselves as well as we undertake this important but also quite difficult work. Luke, how about you? How did you come to CCL and what have you learned?
Yeah, my CCL story sort of started at the beginning of the pandemic. I was kind of, you know, bored sitting in my room looking for something to do and kind of ways to engage with climate issues. And CCL kind of presented a great option for that. So I also got involved with the certificate program, kind of a cool way to learn about these issues and learn about CCL's approach. That really got me kind of into it. And then from there, I got involved in one of CCL's internships, working with business climate leaders and talking with, I was working with bike shops around the country, which was a really cool way to engage with climate change. I got to kind of meet so many interesting and cool people, all really passionate about this work and do some outreach to lots of cool organizations all around. And then I became a leader with the Fellows program, sort of looking after chapters around Maine, and sort of simultaneously I'm working on starting a chapter here at Bowdoin, which I'm proud to say we just got our official charter last week. So sort of on the other end, no nearly as experienced at that as Daphne, but exciting news nonetheless. And I think one of the things that's really kind of stood out to me, both kind of working with CCL for the past year in Maine and kind of addressing all the different stuff that and initiatives that they're taking on, is really just how ubiquitous CCLers are kind of around and finding out, you know, friends I've had for years or, you know, family friends that I've, you know, known since I was little. All these sorts of people were kind of already engaging in these issues and happy to help. And that's definitely been a big part of kind of doing the work here and at similar colleges around Maine, where finding these people who kind of know what they're doing more than you or have different expertise in different areas and kind of bring another voice and another help to the conversation. And I think that's a big, you know, supporting each other in our successes and helping where we can and taking the help where we need it has been a big, big piece of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That community building element, I think, is so important. It's the reason why we all get out of bed in the morning to do this work is because we have this great community to lean on as well. So just to give the audience a little bit of an insight into what we're going to do here, I have a couple of questions that I'm going to ask to each Daphne and Luke just to get sort of mine the depths of their knowledge to begin with, and then we'll have Q&A again, send those to Brett. So I'll start off with Luke. We'll kind of move through this trajectory of launching a chapter to sustaining a chapter. So you just recently been successful in starting a chapter, but that was a long creation process. Is definitely, you know, and I know from the short bit of time that I was involved in it, that was quite a challenge. So what was that process like, and where did you decide to focus your energy?
Definitely. I definitely had a unique experience with that too, kind of starting things in the middle of COVID. The idea of starting a chapter kind of began last semester of school in the spring, and kind of it wasn't something the school is dealing with COVID and didn't quite want to have that be their priority at the moment. So I had to put that on the back burner. But I think one of the big challenges is kind of not getting students, because I think there's a lot of students that are interested in engaging in these sort of issues. But getting kind of, as Daphne was saying earlier, getting people to have, you know, a time commitment, but also not burdening them with that time commitment. And it's definitely been something we're trying to kind of reach out to people and introduce them to, you know, how CCL's approach to tackling these issues are, and also kind of collaborating with other groups. I know there's lots of, you know, active environmental or climate groups on college campuses these days. And so finding ways not to replace, but to supplement other people doing, you know, similar really good work. I think the other big resource that I found is kind of professors and like looking at this from an academic lens, just getting the support of people who kind of care about these issues and maybe haven't been involved in quite the same way, but have the sort of academic background to care there. So I know we have two awesome advisors who are faculty of the school who have kind of given lots of insight both to, you know, issues of climate and kind of all that, but also to just navigating the bureaucratic process in schools and kind of trying to get all the paperwork and your T's crossed and I's dotted. And so I think, yeah, and I think the big thing to say too is, you know, make that jump. It's always intimidating to be like, can I start? Can I pull people together to do this? Can I, you know, figure out how to start a club? You know, even if it's something you're interested in, it's kind of a daunting task. And I know that's something I definitely felt, and, you know, COVID was a great excuse to kind of not do it at first. But I think in the long run, you'll find there's kind of people out there who are ready and excited to help you, whether that's kind of be a co-leader with you, just kind of support you as a member, or just kind of give you a thumbs up in the hallway. And that the actual process actually isn't that arduous, and it can kind of be whatever you want to make of it, either kind of something that encompasses your whole life or kind of something on the side that you're just kind of doing some good work with. So I think that's kind of the big takeaway for me, is just if you have any inkling for it, just go for it.
I love it. I love that motivation just to get started. I think we all need that reminder from time to time to just have courage and take that leap. So once we've taken that leap, and Daphne Perdue took that leap a couple of years ago now, so it's been up and running for a little while, but I think we all know that keeping a chapter alive can be just as challenging as starting one. How do you keep momentum up on campus? And I mean, I can only imagine that the past year and a half with COVID has been a real challenge, but in general, how do you keep momentum up in a campus chapter? And what does that look like day to day?
Yeah, so keeping the momentum up is pretty much keeping the chapter alive. So very important. And I think the way to do that is to keep CCL on people's minds throughout the semester. So I think that can be done in a couple of ways, at least in my experience. A couple of ideas I have is, the first is activity diversification. Very important ones. So while having these general chapter meetings about carbon pricing and current politics is important and evergreen with CCL's mission, students shouldn't be expected to be productive 100% of the time and checked into this kind of political atmosphere. So group development through things like social events and partnering with other organizations who do similar work can be a great way to not only add your presence on campus and expand it, but also engaging with those students who want more informal and casual engagement, that can be really effective. And so thinking about what that could look like on your chapter, at your chapter, and how it could be organized and advertised and planned would definitely relate to kind of day-to-day management of a chapter as you're planning for the semester. And then the second, and I think maybe the best, is rallying around time-sensitive campaigns or politics that are local to your area. So this approach, I actually think, mirrors CCL National's approach, where they watch Congress closely to determine what kind of action we can take in the immediate, kind of relating to whatever is happening in Congress and with politics. But something I've noticed with the Purdue chapter and other Midwest campus chapters are that students are really invigorated by what's happening right now and what they can do right now to help with climate action. So for example, Purdue student government is going to have a sustainability summit at the end of November, which is really exciting. I think it might be the first. So all of the sustainability and climate orgs on our campus are going to show up, and then we each get to present our ideas about what we think is effective for campus climate action. So a lot of the CCL students in our chapter are very excited about this. So it's good to like focus on something specific that everyone can contribute to.
That is such great advice, Daphne. And I think you're spot on that very much mirrors what CCL does on a national and international level to really grab onto these moments and use that energy. So these are all great stories of great work that you're all accomplishing. But when we look back on our lives, there's always invariably something that we wish we did differently. So now that you have the benefit of hindsight, is there anything at all you would have done differently in this process, Daphne?
Yes, so Luke kind of briefly mentioned this earlier about the power of academia and professors. So it took me a year and a half to kind of realize this, but I think leaning on those professors and your mentors is very important, especially when you're starting a chapter and maintaining it, because it's so energizing and refreshing to hear from a variety of perspectives about how you can engage with students, with political work that CCL does. And so, you know, connecting with professors connects you with even more professors. So it's kind of a domino effect there. And I feel like not only when you have professors and mentors to lean on, do they give you support and advice, but they're also kind of an accountability check for you because, you know, they want to hear updates on how things are going. So it's a good way to keep yourself accountable for what you want to accomplish. So in retrospect, I would have leaned on mentors sooner.
Great one. Luke, how about you?
Yeah, well, Daphne sort of stole mine. I was going to go on a similar track. I think kind of taking advantage of the resources that are out there, whether that's kind of your professors, or I know for me, a big one has just been kind of CCLers at large around Maine, like kind of our local town chapter. Last year kept reaching out there, like, if you ever, you know, want to do an event or ever need any help, just let me know. And I was, you know, was trying to be nice. I was like, oh, that'd be great, you know. But I finally took them up on it. And we had an amazing event. And people kind of, before any CCL chapter or anything, just people interested in climate came. And it was a great time. And it was something I should have taken advantage of much sooner. And just recognizing kind of all the people that are out there and willing to help and really excited to help. And then I think the other one that I kind of already hinted to was just, you know, going for it, not being afraid or timid about kind of engaging in these things, because, you know, they're big issues, they're good things to engage in, but they're also not as big as they sometimes make them out to be.
Absolutely. And I think having good allies in that process helps us to have the courage to take that first step. So one last question, and just a reminder to the audience to please send questions to Brett to ask our great fellows here. Being a campus leader is a lot more than just being a quote unquote club president. And certainly in the context of CCL with all these moving parts and pieces, it's really about mobilizing and inspiring students to engage in climate advocacy. So you've already shared a little bit about how you do this, but if you could share just one or two more kind of neatly packaged ideas of how to do that, that'd be fantastic and very helpful. And Luke, we can start with you.
Sounds good. I think there's kind of two ways that I experienced success with this. One for me was just kind of working with friends. You know, if you're someone who's interested in this sort of stuff, it's the odds are you have, you know, at least one or two friends who kind of have similar inklings. So I kind of, when I was starting to think about this, just started reaching out to my friends. I was like, is this something you'd be interested in? You know, if I brought donuts or something, would you come to our meeting? And kind of just going through there and, you know, having them talk to their friends. And that, you know, feels a more personal touch to this all, but also kind of feels like a more effective way to get people that are actually going to stay. And then the other is just kind of going far and wide. I know CCL is good at this, but kind of doing that on a campus level where, you know, putting it in the campus digest, putting it, you know, on whatever newsletters you can get it in, kind of finding who else will support you in spreading that message, and kind of getting people who, you know, sometimes you'll see a poster, you're like, maybe I'd be interested in that. And that's kind of the start of something great. So I think casting a wide net, but also kind of using the resources you already have.
Great advice. Daphne, what advice do you have for us?
Yeah, going off of that, I feel like the great thing about CCL is that there is no minimum or maximum time commitment or requirement with your involvement. So like if you've got 10 minutes or you've got 10 hours during the week, either way, I think it's extremely valuable to any chapter. And I was thinking about this a lot in relation to Dr. Ayanna Johnson's keynote session, where she was kind of touching on the power of the collective. And I feel like students kind of feel the weight of everything on themselves. They think, oh, like, I don't know if I have the time to commit so much to climate action, but really it's about a whole bunch of people on campus doing things just a little bit so we can add to the growing power of the collective. So I feel like being explicit about the opportunities that exist for students to get involved is a really great way to, you know, let them know that they can get engaged.
Outstanding. Thank you, Daphne. And thanks for recentering us on this idea of the collective action. That's so important. And campuses are a natural place to do that. So if you want to engage in collective action, you are in the right place. So Brett, what questions do we have for our fellows?
Oh, so many, and lots of love here too, especially for both of your leadership and sharing everything that you've already shared for your wisdom. Let's go. I'll just do a reverse chronological order. We'll try to get to as many of these as we can in 5 minutes. This one was directed to Daphne, but I guess either of you feel free to share. At what point did you see your chapter growth take off? Was there something you did that you thought especially worked well to fuel that growth?
That's a good one. And yes, after COVID restrictions started lifting a little bit, I think there was a lot more growth in the chapter. There's a tabling event that takes place at the beginning of the semester for our university, where every organization gets a table and they get to talk to students before the semester begins. And we did that. We got hundreds of people coming by our table, signing up. So really what that says is you need visibility and presence on campus in order for people to know about your existence and to come to you wanting to engage.
That's a great response. So let's build on that. This is another great question that'll dovetail that well for both of you. Can you describe some of the events that you typically have run on campus? What do you typically focus on? For example, educating other students about climate change, carbon pricing, leading letter to the editor writing, you name it. What's been successful in either campus?
I could start on that one, and maybe Daphne could build off it because I have less to go off of. The events I've really had success with are kind of educational stuff. We've kind of brought in a couple speakers, or just have like using the En-ROADS climate simulator, had a really successful event doing that. Just kind of finding ways to share information with the students. Often people are really excited to learn more about these issues. And then kind of having the actions be really easy things where like the CCL tools are great for that, kind of just a couple clicks of the button, you can make a call, send an email, keep it something that's really low time commitment and easy to do.
Yeah, quickly adding on to that, we've had a lot of success with partnering with other organizations who are kind of collectively working towards climate action. So one example is a group planned a climate march for the whole campus to participate in. So our organization partnered with them. And so that was really great and successful because students love striking. So
these are great examples, and feel free to keep thinking about them. Here's one question from a volunteer that I'd love to hear both your thoughts on. And I think then we might have time for one more, but they're curious. What did you learn after joining CCL that really surprised you? Was there any like one takeaway, especially given that both of you already came by way of CCL with your background in climate advocacy? What's been surprising for you stepping up into leadership?
For me, I think I had a lot of preconceptions about what it meant to be a leader, because this was my becoming a campus leader and then becoming a fellow were my very first experiences with leadership ever. And I think I believed, you know, it was like one person dictating everything. And in fact, very much the opposite. I think the best and most genuine leadership comes from on the ground work, grassroots organizing with lots of voices at the table. So you can kind of include everyone. So I think leadership is inclusion, and that was a really great lesson to learn.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome point. I think one thing also for me, we said the bears repeating, is sort of the time commitment that I would take. I was sort of hesitant to take on another thing. I was like, I don't know if, you know, it's going to be a big portion of my days, you know, won't have the time for this. But I think kind of emphasizing the point that this is really what you make of it, and this can be something that takes up a lot of your time and you get really involved in, or it can be something where you're kind of making a change to bring that education to other people so they can make a change too, but taking less of your time.
I love it. I'll pass it back to you here, Stephanie. These are such great reflections from both of you, Daphne and Luke. If you could, I'm guessing you'll probably even answer this. The only other remaining question we haven't gotten to is, where can we find about nearby CCL chapters that are available on campus? If there's a way to find that out, or if just to kind of email you is the best way. I know you're going to review kind of how to plug in after today.
Absolutely. What a perfect segue. And thank you again, just a million thanks to Daphne and Luke for their insight and for all of the incredible work that they're doing. So to the audience question of how to get plugged in, thank you for reading my mind as well, because we would love for you to join in on the fun. I like to think that we have fun in the action team here. So there's lots of ways that you can connect with us. You can join our action team on Community, which is 100% the way to go. There are so many resources on that team page that we would love for you to get plugged into, and forums and different ways to connect with us. You can also find us at our website, citizensclimatehighered.org. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter. We try to keep those updated regularly, and we share lots of great opportunities for students for different events and scholarships and things like that through the Facebook page. So it is absolutely worth your time to join that. And if you're interested in finding out where there might be campus chapters in your area, do feel free to reach out. I'm gonna type my email address in the chat for you to connect with us directly. And hopefully you'll be in an area that's close to one of these regional fellows, so you can connect with them right away that way and get involved with your campus community. And in true action team fashion, true CCL fashion, we didn't want to let you go without giving you a curated list of the best resources to get you started. So I'm just dropping that link to a Google Doc in the chat right now. Please feel free to peruse that list. It's a compilation of some of the greatest hits from our CCL Higher Ed Action Team, and also some curated selections from Daphne's repertoire of things that have been very helpful for her in her very successful chapter. So with that, I just wanna say thank you again so much for joining us today. We have a 5-minute break before the closing plenary session, so please use that to take care of yourself and hydrate, stretch, do what you gotta do. And thank you so much for spending some time with the Higher Ed Action Team today. And another round of applause to Luke and Daphne for their incredible work.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.